Big week in Rock Valley College this week. Three new coaches
on
three.
Some moving parts going on over there.
Yeah, on three major sports. I mean, they had a lot to replace this year with two left and one retired. So earlier this week, we had an opportunity to talk with Daryl Watkins, the new women's basketball coach. Daryl, of course, had some success as a player and assistant coach at RBC, went on to be a head coach at Auburn. The girls' high school team had some great success there. He's back now with RBC. That's a great hire. They also added Tyler Brady Huft yesterday. He is the new men's basketball coach. And with his resume and what it looks like that program's going to keep on running along smoothly. And a third of the big trio, the big three, was also hired yesterday. That's for the men's soccer, replacing Frank Horvat. He is Tim Romanello, and Tim's on the phone with us this morning to talk about who he is. Let us know who he is and what he expects to do with this Rock Valley College soccer program. So, Tim, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Not a problem, guys. Thanks for having me. Really looking forward to it.
Well, first of all, let's kind of ask this question the other two right away. Explain kind of the hiring process, when you found out about it, and how you ended up for when that opening became open. And that, I think, just became opening earlier this month. I think Frank retired just a few weeks ago. So kind of talk about it's a whirlwind hiring.
Well, it's definitely, especially when you talk to my wife, it certainly has been a whirlwind of a process. We found out about it probably mid-April about the intentions of Frank retiring here. Tim Sandquist, the former men's basketball coach here at Rock Valley, I knew Tim when he was the assistant men's basketball coach at Dodge City Community College. So he had reached out, texted, and said, "Hey, do you know of anybody that would be interested?" And I just quickly responded, and I said, "Well, Rock Valley's in Rockford, Illinois, correct?" And he said, "Yeah, absolutely." I said, "You know what? I would be." And he said, "Well, you'd be willing to move again from Michigan to Rockford, Illinois again, just in a 2-year span?" I said, "Absolutely. Puts us closer to family, gets me back into the head coaching ranks." And, it was done and dusted a bunch of weeks and finally got the call, a week and a half ago.
Okay. And that was it. Done and in and ready to rock and roll. Now, you said you're in Michigan now, right?
I am in Michigan right now. We are in Royal Oak, Michigan, which is about 20 minutes northwest of Detroit.
And you said come closer to home. So what is home for you?
Home is actually North Prairie, Wisconsin, just outside of Milwaukee.
Oh, there you go. Oh, a native cheesehead. One of my fellow, I like that. I'm a cheesehead too.
Oh, boy.
Born and raised.
Fantastic.
All these flatlanders here are very upset right now, but it's a good thing to be.
Hey, Coach, how important is for you to get here, hit the ground running, and really start making some headway and getting to know the high school coaches around here and kind of lay that foundation for a lot of the local recruits that you're probably going to be relying on to build your teams?
You know what, that's a very good statement, because I was hired back in 08, 2 weeks before the season started with Dodge City Community College, and it was tough. And I'm in a similar position, but now I have a full group. But there seems to be a way better foundation laid by Frank and what he's done in the community and how he's locally recruited, where now it's just a matter of me physically getting on campus and getting through that tryout and start spreading the word of who I am, what I'm about, and what direction I'm looking at moving forward and how to accomplish that. So there's been a few contacts that have been reached out in terms of emailing and phoning and texting and, you know, some of the area coaches and some of the players that I am aware about, trying to spread the word. But it really is a matter of me getting local right now, getting physically on campus and starting to piece together things.
Kind of give us a rundown. Give us your resume in terms of where you started and how you got to where you are today. Kind of, because you've been around a while. You've got 15 years, correct me if I'm wrong, 15 years of coaching experience. So you've made the rounds. Kind of give us a run through of where you've been and what you've done.
Well, I was hired in 2008 with Dodge City Community College. Like I said, I was hired 2 weeks before the season. Took over the men's program, built that out 3 years. We were nationally ranked. And that first year, I remember having to go door-to-door throughout Dodge City, Kansas, trying to find players. The previous coach had left kind of on a whim. The guy that they originally hired had left and never reported in June. So the athletic director there called me. I was a finalist, brought me in, and kind of the rest is history at Dodge. 3 years later, I had taken over the women's team. The majority of that was because I could get a full-time assistant. So was the leader there of both programs for nearly 10 years. And then a buddy of mine that we coached, that I coached against at Garden City Community College, had made the move back in 2011 to Oakland University and was in the club game. So we had been in conversations a few years on, hey, how do I get you to Michigan? How do I get you here at Oakland? How do I get you here at the club? And it finally happened in 2017. So I goodbyes to Southwest Canton. Made the move up in Michigan here in Royal Oak and have loved it ever since. And then really at Oakland University, I was in charge of the director of operations and a lot of the behind-the-scenes things, such as some of the video, some of the film that we do, the scouting and some of the preparation, whether it's training or just all the travel preparation that needs to be done. And then I was a finalist for Indiana State's women's top assistant on top of having a similar position of director of operations semi-professional team here in Detroit City FC, and both of them fought through. And during that process, I had resigned at Oakland. So I go from having a lot of different options to then just being at Royal Oak on just a club gig. And my heart really lies in the college game and trying to impact people's lives and put them in a better position on what I feel is a better position than how I have it. I think I hold it pretty good. And my wife would agree with that. We lead really good lives, but we're always looking to make an impact on people's lives and help them have a better life than how we have it. So I got in touch with Nick Darren and Troy Murphy, signed and was ready to go to start in August. And then Tim Sandquist with a simple text message on a Wednesday night in April kind of changed the course of myself and my family and what we're going to do professionally and socially here. So that's kind of the run-of-the-mill story here that you have from us.
Tim, I know you're still getting familiarized with this roster, but RVC's coming off a 9-7 season in 2018. What are your expectations heading into 2019, and where do you kind of set that bar as a new season comes upon us?
Well, I think Frank has done a really good job of laying the foundation and keeping that standard alive, and now it's my turn to build off of that foundation. Let's not take away on how actually difficult it is to create a championship program, starting a program from just 5 years old. So now it's my job to kind of build off of what Frank has done with that five-year foundation. And really my expectation is to be organized. The organizational piece of it is to know what the priority is, what those responsibilities are within those priorities, and then holding each other accountable, myself, teammates, staff, all of that. And as I said to all my club players and my college players here at Oakland and Detroit University, it's can you be coachable, can you be teachable, can you be trainable? And that's both on the field, that's in the classroom, that's in between the two. And if we can really instill those principles within the roster that we're building and the roster that we hope to be at, things are gonna go really well. I think Darren Monroe really, he set that standard and the expectation. It's not every day you get to join a staff guided by a man that has won 6 straight national championships. So the standard's high. The expectations are there. But at the same time, I don't think you go into any job expecting to win. I think you go in with the confidence knowing that you can win. But if you worry about some of the details, being coachable and teachable and trainable and being organized and really knowing what those responsibilities are, you can prioritize certain things, the wins are going to take care of themselves. And if I lead a group of men that are well-equipped in the classroom, they understand what's going on the field, and they're good people, that's a win in itself.
Well, Tim, we really look forward to seeing what you're going to do with this program come this fall. We really do appreciate you being with us, and congratulations again on the job. Welcome to Rockford. And we wish you all the best of luck. I'm sure we'll be talking to you when we get closer to the season as well to preview what you got and how things look.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on here, guys, and super excited to be joining Rockford.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.
That's Tim Romanello, the new men's soccer coach at Rock Valley College, and the third of 3 big coaching hires this week by the school, by the Golden Eagles. So It's going to be really fun to see what happens when we come this fall with soccer and, of course, this winter with the men's and women's basketball programs as well.